Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's new art project One and Other. The date today is the 2nd of August 2009 and the time is 18:12. If I can please ask you to state your full name, your date of birth and where you come from.
Hi, I'm Anna Carlson. I was born on the 16th of June 1980 and I live in Brighton.
Is that where you're from originally?
No, I sort of grew up in Kent and moved to Brighton about 4 years ago.
Okay,
yeah.
And how are you today?
I'm very good. I'm very nervous. I'm very excitable and very full of butterflies in my tummy. Okay. Yeah.
And if I can take you back to when you first heard about the project.
Yes.
And ask you what it was that motivated you to apply.
I can't actually pinpoint an exact memory of seeing the project, but I do remember. I don't know where I found it, but I remember seeing it and applying for it, and it was the thing that sort of stood out to me the most was the Anthony Gormley name, and also the concept around democratisation of society and letting other, you know, sort of the general public have that that stand up there.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yes.
And when you found out that you had got a place, you were going to be part of this, how did you decide how to use your hour?
I did a few things actually. I firstly wrote blog posts on my company's website. I work for a social media agency and I wanted to kind of socially crowdsource what I could do. I thought to kind of keep in the nature of what we're what this project's about. And I had a few really good ideas, but nothing was really grabbing me. And I actually found out just before the project started that I'd got a place. So I started to see all the sort of first few plinths go up, and I kind of felt like the ideas that were coming weren't particularly new or, but you know, all very interesting. But nothing was really grabbing me. And then I went through sort of different motions. So at one point I was thinking, well, I'd actually quite like to really enjoy my time up there and just make it a pottering time and, you know, maybe just take a paper up and do what I do normally do on a Sunday afternoon and play some music and, you know, drink a bottle of wine, but I'm sure you're not allowed to do that, but or have a flask of tea. And then I'm on Twitter and I saw... somebody asked that you know, has anyone got a spot on the plinth? Because I've got a cunning idea, a friend of mine on Twitter, and we've been in touch, and I'm doing some something around a statement around sort of the some social issues that have happened recently. So I will still be generally pottering. I'll be taking photos, probably Twittering friends and waving at friends down below, but I'll also be holding up a banner about a social issue.
Okay. Would you like to say a little bit about the social issue?
I'd like to keep it quite vague and keep an element of surprise, if that's okay.
Okay, of course, completely fine. Yes.
Thank you.
You mentioned that you work for a social agency.
Yeah, social media, yeah.
What's one of those?
So we work in the social web. So traditionally we're a website and design and build agency. But more recently we've been focused on how the socialisation of the internet is changing society and changing the way that companies have to conduct themselves and converse with their audiences. And so we work from a range from building websites, but specifically with social features, blogs and widgets, that kind of thing, right through to helping companies find a tone of voice online and engage with their customers in an open, authentic, transparent way. So online PR and community outreach and crowdsourcing, you know, for product development, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. And what's your role within that?
I'm a consultant, so I do a lot of the consultancy projects, and so specifically that means coming up with helping them sort of find a social media layer and strategy to their kind of marketing, and actually sort of physically, you know, helping companies, training individuals within companies, and actually helping them do community outreach or searching for, you know, the, you know, sort of influential people online or where their audiences might be.
Yeah. You're making a political. Is it? What's, can I ask you to say a little bit more about about your what you're going to do on the plinth, or why, if you don't want to comment on what it is, maybe why you're going to do what.
Okay, it struck me. It's something that really struck a chord because it's something that's been in the public consciousness and my consciousness for quite a while. And it's very much around kind of, it's very much a people issue. And I wanted to, you know, I jumped at the chance to be involved to make a statement about that. But it's about something that's, you know, affects everyone. And, you know, it's kind of this bringing it back down to the people and institution, sort of, it's around kind of institutional power, sort of taking things out of our hands, specifically money maybe, and you know, it's about us kind of having a voice about that and saying this isn't acceptable.
Can you say a little bit about yourself, about a bit of background information about you, about where you're from?
I've lived in Brighton for the last 4 years. I live with my cat and soon to move in with my fiance, and work, as I say, at a small company right by the seafront, so cycle to work every day. And I moved to Brighton because I wanted to live and work in the same place. I used to commute from Kent to London for about 5 years, and I absolutely love it. I'm cycling to work. And that's about it. I really enjoy kind of artistic projects, and you know, I went to art college, and Anthony Gormley is always somebody that always stood out to me. My job is creative in nature, but not, you know, in the kind of real, you know, it gets me exercising my creativeness, but through sort of ideas. But this is really nice to be proactively doing something creative and be part of a really interesting project. Yeah.
And what's important to you in your life at the moment?
What's important to me? Ah, that's a really good question. I think being happy, experiencing things, making the most out of life, and trying to kind of squeeze in as much as possible. And you know, because it's, you know, you get to the point where you are working 5 days a week and that's pretty much it for the foreseeable future, so I do try and do as much as I can and experience as much as I can. And just friends and family and loved ones are important to me, and just spending quality time.
Have you got any ambitions in particular?
Interesting. My ambition is to kind of do as much as possible, and I think I've got more things I don't want to regret, so I don't want to regret looking back and think, oh, you know, I didn't really grab that opportunity, or I didn't really, you know, I was sort of too lethargic to try doing this, or I was too worried to, you know, try something new. And I think that's, it's not so much about a, you know, a career attaining or anything like that. I'm ambitious of happiness, I think. Yeah. I'm pursuing that. Yeah.
What does it mean to you to stand on the fourth plinth?
It's a real honour, and it means a lot. I can't believe that I was selected. Just, you know, I know it's completely random. It's just something I never win things normally, so it's quite surprising. I thought it was a bit of spam that came through when I got the email. It means a lot. It just feels like a real honour, and I think it's something that's going to be a story to tell the grandchildren, and you know, just I'll always remember it. And yeah.
Okay. You mentioned that you went to art college just briefly.
Yes, about 10 years ago, a long time ago.
What did that experience give you?
I only did the first year of foundation, where you kind of do everything. It's a bit like go to play school and try different things every day, but it gave me the experience of trying to free up your creativity and realizing nothing's wrong, and also sort of really thinking behind what you're doing, and kind of, you know, the whole, you know, sort of discipline of critiquing, and you know, having something to say about what you're doing and what you've created, or even sometimes not, you know, and just making something and not really having much to say about it. But that's it. I think it kind of gave me that I always want to have a creative element in my life, and that if I don't, it's almost like a plant that's not been watered. I might not realise that I'm feeling frustrated or, you know, it's affecting me in any particular way. But when I do something, you know, if it's going to a life drawing class or you know, I don't know, just doing something creative with a friend, then it completely relaxes me and it's kind of my downtime and what I need, my nourishment, I guess.
Yeah. And did you take that on to study at university?
No, I took a year out because I wanted to do photography and I couldn't afford to do the course at the time. And I thought I'll go and work for a year and build up the money, but then of course get down into a line of a career. So I actually started out the first 5 years of sort of working. I worked in charities, but fundraising, and then sort of moved into corporate fundraising, which is really kind of similar to what I do now, I suppose. It's sort of working with clients and, you know, sort of mutually beneficial partnerships and thinking of ways to communicate and market what you're both doing. Mm. So I think that's kind of the natural progression into what I did now.
Right. And how do you see yourself moving on from now? Are you happy in the field that you're working in social?
Yeah, I am. But I think I'm really happy in what I'm doing. But I think the landscape is naturally going to change, so I'm always going to have to be able to adapt. And, you know, we're in an industry, you know, what we do as an agency, we're selling expertise and help for customers to understand this world. But, you know, more and more our customers are becoming more and more savvy, and it's like, where is our value we're adding? So I think we have to stay on our toes, stay nimble, stay, you know, really informed, really curious. And my job is completely different to what it was a year ago, and it probably will be really different next year because society is changing. There's a real cultural shift from the kind of democratisation of the social web and that kind of thing. So it's exciting, but you know, I hope I'm in that same field, but probably in a completely different nature, you know, in a year's time.
Yeah, you must see a lot of change working in that particular industry.
Yeah, completely. It's a lot of change in the sense that, you know, one area it's around companies and resistance to change. So, you know, you work with, maybe a couple of years ago, you might have worked with sort of corporate communicators, sort of PR teams, and who would be quite scared of losing control and the loss of control that the social web implies. But it's, you know, it's around the fact that there is no control now, and companies can't hide behind things because somebody will publish it or blog about it, and then it will spread virally, and, you know, people will talk to their peers and they trust their peers. And so I think a couple of years ago, maybe, or a year ago, companies were much more scared and resistant and wanted to still find ways around, you know, letting go, basically. And, you know, now the clients we work with are, you know, completely switched on to the fact that they do have to embrace this, and they do have to be open and transparent, and just finding ways to kind of shift, you know, the culture within their organisation. So yeah, it's definitely changed. And just from I do some training as well, you know, as part of my role. And, you know, a year ago, the stuff we were teaching, now it's kind of people know it all, and people are participating because it's such a societal change that people are all, you know, naturally, without even knowing it half the time, like, people don't really realise that they're participating in Amazon and eBay and giving feedback, and they're actually, you know, part of this marketplace, and, you know, it's naturally changing.
Mm.
So yeah. Oh, yeah, no, so big picture stuff.
Have you got any hopes or fears or expectations about today?
I've got, in terms of fears, I've been doing my butterflies. It's just people looking and thinking, why are you doing that? And, you know, what is that, you know, is that the best thing you should be doing? And, you know, maybe you should be doing something else. And I think, you know, my hope is that people, you know, it's one issue I could be talking about, but it's kind of, it's, to me, it means more than just that, you know, the mechanic that we're using to express sort of, you know, not happiness about this issue. It's, you know, it's I don't want it too focused in that. I think it's the wider issue of kind of, you know, people and people having the freedom and just, yeah, just the wider issue. And I hope that people kind of get that. And I've got worries about vertigo as well, so I'm a little bit worried I might be very low to the ground the whole time. But I just hope it goes well, and That's it, really. Yeah. That's all you can hope for.
Yeah. What do your friends and family think about you going up there?
Really excited, yeah, really excited. And everyone's been really supportive and a lot less nervous than I've been. And I think I've been quite up and down and scared at points, and just people are really, really supportive. And I've got lots of people watching online and a few people coming down today. So, yeah, really. And just, I think a lot of, you know, friends that just would absolutely love to do this themselves and they've applied for it. So they're just kind of, they sort of see it's a great honour and really pleased for me.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.